Morning. Exciting time. The start of the second season against Mike Smith and a very, very good Atlanta football team that we have been preparing for, a team that's 10th in the league on offense, 12th in the league on defense, outstanding special teams, number one punt coverage team in the league, very fast, very physical football team, plays in a very good division, a 10-6 team that certainly has offensively many, many outstanding players, run the ball very well with a 1,300-yard runner in Michael Turner, two or three exceptional receivers, and Gonzalez at tight end, Rodgers as a change-up back. So a very, very good and talented team. Of course, Matt Ryan, the quarterback, outstanding young player in his own right, defensively very physical. Abraham and the runaround, a lot of speed up front, a lot of speed at the linebacker core. Outstanding corners, two very physical, Moore, very physical safety will come down and hit you. And as I said, outstanding special team outfit with Eric Weems being an outstanding punt returner, kick returner, gunner, kickoff coverage individual, very highly ranked in their special teams tackles. Akeem Dent being their top special teams tackler, number 52. So they're a very good football team. We're excited. We're very, very fortunate and glad to be playing them at home here. Our fans did an outstanding job last week. The 12th man really came through in a big fashion for us, and I'm encouraging them to do so again this weekend because it was very, very impressive, and our players deeply appreciated the effort that the fans put forth. So it's exciting again, and we're looking forward to this.
They lost their fullback midway through the year, and there was some speculation that might be the problem with their running game for a little bit, but then last week it looked like they got everything kind of back together in that department.
Yeah, I'm having a hard time finding out that they had trouble with their running game.
Yeah, there were.
But they used the tight ends, and they used the fullback to try to come up with a suitable way to attack, and as of last weekend, they certainly found a way.
The weather forecast is pretty brutal in terms of showers, snow, whatever. Is that something you keep an eye on, and will it impact your plans at all one way or the other?
Well, it'll impact on game day if it does hold true. Do we study it? Well, we talk about it probably every 20 minutes. But you know what? We're planning. We're going. We're playing. We're in the north. You know what's going to happen. So we've been really blessed with the weather that we've had. Sometimes these storms that they're predicting move in early, sometimes late. So we'll wait until the hour probably prior to before we we talked about last Saturday night as if it was going to be a really miserable day as well, and the wind wasn't the factor that it was predicted. So,
Tom, in the past, your team has had a reputation of being a good cold weather, bad weather team, the way you know, physical, want to run the ball. The way you throw it now and maybe the running game not quite up to speed, are you still, do you think, a good bad weather team?
I think we're going to have to be. But I think we will be. I think in the first regard, I think we will run the ball better than we did, or hopefully better than we did last weekend, for example. With consistency is the word. I mean, I'm not trying to say good, bad, or indifferent, but we've had some four or five games in a row where we've rushed the ball for over 100 yards. So I'll look for that to happen again. And Eli has in the past thrown the ball very, very well, despite any kind of weather. And that's always been an amazing thing to me. And so whatever the weather is, the heart's in the right place. That's what we got. That's what will happen. We'll take care of whatever weather presents itself.
Tom, the formula used to be in the playoffs.
Excuse me?
The formula in the playoffs always used to be run the ball, play defense. That's what gets you to a championship. I guess two of the last four teams that finished last in the NFL in rushing got to the Super Bowl. Has it changed to the point now where you can just ride a hot quarterback through the playoffs?
Well, it definitely has. I mean, you've seen it. It's evidence. It's fact. I mean, but the other ingredients are most important as well. I mean, you take last year's champion, played exceptional defense. They were an outstanding physical, defensive football team, which you have to have. You know, and the encouraging thing about our situation is the way that our defense is playing right now, and the fact that we've been able to do some things, stop the run, attack the quarterback, that kind of thing. So That would be the suitable formula.
And given the way that Eli's playing, he's never had to necessarily carry you through the playoffs before, but I assume the way he's played this year that if he has to, you're pretty confident that he's up to that kind of challenge?
Not a doubt. He's up to that challenge or any challenge.
Do you think you're peaking as a football team, Tom?
Well, I think we've played a couple of games in a row where we've played well. I think we can play better. I think we've come closer as all three phases have come closer to playing better together and complementing one another and realizing how the other one is playing and how that affects another phase of our game. But we're getting there. I think, you know, these two games have given us momentum, given us confidence, and hopefully we'll just continue to improve.
Ryan was sacked 13 times in the first three games and like 13 times in the final 13 games. I mean, what happened with their offensive line that they were able to handle the rush?
Well, they play better. They're running the ball better. The quarterback's getting the ball out of his hands better. You know, they only had 26 sacks on the entire season, so they're doing some things very well. They have the ability as that group in that division has done so well as they block a lot of things up. And they'll run one and two receiver routes and try to catch you by surprise with a deep ball. They'll do the same thing over the ball. What we call rally, he's over the ball a lot, changing the play and, you know, getting his team to the line of scrimmage and just going. So that helps too.
Tom, Justin Tuck has some unflattering things to say about those offensive linemen of Falcons. He used the word dirtbags. Would you?
I have no idea what that's all about, and I'm not going to even comment on that one. I'm not going there.
Tom, when you talk about your defense playing so well right now, a lot of guys talked about simplifying some things here and there. What's the biggest thing to you that has allowed this thing to come together right now?
Well, we've got more people involved. You know, I don't know that it has anything to do with simplicity. It has a lot to do with the kind of belief I think that they have in themselves and what they're trying to prove. And their confidence level rising, and their situational defense being much better.
You're smirking. Do you not buy the simplicity thing that they've been saying? Or?
I'm good. I'm glad they feel that way. If that's what it takes for us to feel good, that's fine. You know what? You know, the back end, the front end, and all those things meshing together. Whatever you want to call it, there's enough there to win with. Let's put it that way. And there's enough pressures there, and there's enough. Different personnel combinations there to win with. When you know exactly what you're doing and you can play instinctively and hard and fast, it is simpler.
It would seem from the outside that your team has really reestablished a certain toughness these last few weeks. Is that something you agree with, and why does that really matter?
That's a goal. Well, that's always the goal. That, no toughness, no championship. There's no question about that one. Why is it important? Because you do have to establish that. You do have to be able to be in position. The challenge will be great this week. You know, you always start with stopping the run. You certainly have to stop the run against this team. And Michael Turner in that running game of theirs is going to be a great challenge. But nevertheless, that's what has to happen.
The way we see your tight end leap over somebody, the way we see your wide receiver Hakeem Nicks block guys, is that stuff that we were really seeing earlier in the year?
To some extent. To some extent, you've seen that. But the hurtling over people is no signal. I don't know what that is. That's just a guy studying tape and knowing that someone's coming very low. And in order to clear that, he has to do something to advance. And so you saw that on a couple of occasions there. But the blocking downfield, if you don't have all 11 engaged, you're not going to get out of the play what you want. And that just shows, you know, a belief in knowing how important it is for those wide receivers to be blockers as well. And when you watch the Atlanta team, you'll see their receivers come down and block the safeties quite consistently.
Tom, how about the impact Victor Cruz has had on your offense this year?
He's had an incredible impact. He's made plays, just to take the last 2 weeks, the plays that have gotten things going have come from a pass from Eli to Victor Cruz, and the run after the catch aspect of it has been. The last week's play was 3rd-and-1.
Will Ballard practice today?
Going to practice. Going to try it. Going to go to individual and then see where he is and then see if we can push him further.
Things seem to turn for your team after the Redskins game. I remember you saying that you thought the players were expecting you to come in and read them the riot act and you stayed positive instead. some coaches might have taken it the other way and said, you know, made them angry. Maybe that would spark them. What made you decide, and why is it important to you that things are positive at this time of year as they head to the playoffs?
Because I know the team. I know the people.
You just think that that's that they react better to that than being yelled
obviously
at?
I felt that way, yeah. It's not the first time I've done it that way, though.
Right.
Tom, considering how the league has been so offensive, so many offensive records this year, do you expect that to continue in the playoffs when it's not necessarily shootout type of games usually?
Well, I think you look at the artistry, if you will, of the quarterbacks and the way they performed this year, and I think that makes a statement about why you've seen such performances. And I can't speak for everybody else, but I would see no reason why that would change.
Tom, when you talk about knowing this team, did you have a little journey yourself with Antrell? Because he admitted to one with you in the radio interview that he does during the week that he realized he was probably a little tough for you to figure out, and it took him a little time to figure you out. How would you describe your sort of communication journey with him?
We've had a lot of talks throughout the course of the time that he's been here. Most of them have been, you know, positive. Even if I was trying to point something out, I would try to do it in such a way that made him understand it and see it. I think it's just being together for a while. I think that has as much to do with anything else. I think our communication, not only one-on-one, but as we talk in terms of what we present to the team, I think has affected a lot of those guys to the extent that, you know, winning will also help. And that's the journey has been along those lines.
Did you know he felt that way about the practice thing, or did what he said after, I think it was after the Washington game, you know, about the guys needing to be on the practice field, did you know that that was coming from him? Did you have any indication?
I don't think so, because it was, wasn't it just post-game that it's?
Yeah, it was in the locker room.
Yeah, I didn't think that was coming.
Do you think there was any?
None.
Impact? No.
Oh, yeah. There was some impact.
And what do you feel?
Well, it just brought it out. It just pointed out that we need all hands on deck. Everybody's got to go if this thing's going to move. And whether or not that had anything or what we presented in here or how the other players felt, I asked for more positive peer pressure from the players. And in a lot of respects, we're getting it.
Tom, a couple of days ago. The Falcons that makes you think they've historically been better with this group at home than on the road, in the dome. Does it look like a dome team field?
We've done a little bit of study in that, and it's the difference between outside and inside is not that different this year.
Tom, a couple of days ago, Wayne Weaver in an interview said his biggest regret in Jacksonville was not keeping you. Were you aware of that? And if so, did you have any reaction to it?
No, I was aware of it, but I don't have any reaction to it. We're playing the Atlanta Falcons.
Tom, you've kind of been in playoff mode here.
Practice is at 11:25, by the way.
You've been in practice mode. Injuries, Pat?
You've been in playoff mode almost for 4 weeks.
Yep.
So does that equip a team for something like this?
It certainly does. We've had our backs to the wall and had to perform or we wouldn't be here, and I think it's a good thing. We are battle-tested in many ways.
Can you give us the practice status of the other guys, Herzlick, O.C.?
O.C. will practice. I think Herzlick is going to come out and just kind of see where he is. We'll probably get him to do some things. He'll be out there, you know, whether or not we'll push him to do anything today or not, I don't know. But
Ahmad, you mean?
Yeah, Ahmad, yeah.
And Mario and Hakeem came
out
okay.
They'll be out there.
What about Jarrell Scott?
He'll be out there.
Okay.
Thank you.